This week in the Missouri Senate, we preview Missouri's upcoming fiscal year.
And then a third of it is, you know, targeted special funds.
We are constitutionally required to put forward a balanced budget.
Fiscal year 2020 will start on July 1st. The budget totals $29.7 billion. In a rare move, the governor did not veto any line items, nor did he withhold any funding. Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Senator Dan Hegeman of Cosby says education tops this year's priority list.
Fully funded the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education Foundation formula. Continue to do that the third year in a row that we fully funded the formula.
But Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur cautions fully funded is not the same as it once was.
But remember, a few years ago, we lopped off $450 million from the top of the formula and said we don't need that to call the formula fully funded.
Senator Mike Cunningham of Rogersville, who also served on the Missouri Senate Appropriations Panel, adds lawmakers were able to add record funding for higher education.
Get $10 million for most statewide schools, almost all of them.
Senator Carla May of St. Louis points out the bulk of the budget comes from state taxpayers.
Individual income taxes that comes into the state, and it makes up about 69.81% of the state's revenue sources.
Senator Tony Lukemeyer of Parkville also says parts of the budget address some of the flooding our state is seeing this year.
We had about 1,500 people evacuated along the riverbanks, numerous businesses that were forced to at least temporarily relocate.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors says she is still not happy with the way the Missouri Department of Revenue handled taxes this year.
To comply with the law, the department is required to put the new calculation through the rulemaking process, which allows for public comment and legislative review. They did not do that.
Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rodden of Columbia says the legislature also added funding to fix some rural bridges.
Yeah, I think it's a parallel conversation. I think if we make a determination on the amount of money and where the money is in bonding, that'll be reflected in the final budget.
During initial Missouri Senate discussion of the budget on April 14th, Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City talked about why lawmakers should not legislate through appropriations.
I even heard members on this floor from the budget committee. They also agree that we should not be legislating through the budget.
Fiscal year 2020 will run from this coming Monday, July 1st, through June 30th of next year. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.